This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the president reaches out to federal employees during Public Service Recognition Week. Senators are tightening the screws on the Social Security Administration after hearing from constituents. And members of both chambers want to look at how VA is spending its money. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. President Joe Biden has a new message for federal employees during Public Service Recognition Week. Biden says his administration will shed light on public servants' accomplishments this week and beyond. He says it's the policy of his administration to protect, empower, and rebuild the career federal workforce, and he described it as an honor of a lifetime to serve alongside dedicated public servants. Public Service Recognition Week started yesterday and runs through Saturday. Senators are growing frustrated with the workarounds the Social Security Administration implemented for the pandemic. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
SSA field offices are mostly closed to the public. It's moved some services online. But Democrats and Republicans say vulnerable populations are having a hard time accessing SSA during the pandemic. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
And again, I know this has been a hard time for you and your workforce, but I am getting inundated with constituents who've got really, you know, heartbreaking stories.
SSA says it'll slowly start to bring more employees back to work in person. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
Both Democrats and Republicans want to know how the Department of Veterans Affairs is using the extra funds it got through the American Rescue Plan. Congress gave VA $17 billion through the last COVID-19 relief package. The top two Democrats and Republicans in both the House and Senate VA committees say they want a better account of how VA is spending it. They've introduced the VA Transparency and Trust Act. The bill would require VA to regularly inform Congress about its expenses. It would also require the VA Inspector General and Government Accountability Office to audit VA spending under the American Rescue Plan. The National Science Foundation is leading a public-private partnership to figure out what comes next after 5G. NSF, the Department of Defense, National Institute of Standards and Technology, and leading private sector technology firms are investing $40 million into the Resilient and Intelligent Next Generation Systems Program, or RINGS. RINGS seeks to accelerate research in areas with potentially significant impact on next-generation networking and computing systems. Next-G systems are future versions of today's cellular, Wi-Fi, and satellite networks. Some new advice for federal agencies on dealing with a persistent and potent cybersecurity threat. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
A private ransomware task force convened by the Institute for Security and Technology recommends a federal interagency working group under the National Security Council and a federal joint ransomware task force and what it calls a ransomware threat focus hub to combine industry and government. The group also says the government should tighten cryptocurrency regulation. Task Force members included former State Department cyber coordinator Chris Painter and former White House cyber official Michael Daniel. I'm Tom Temin.
The Department of Homeland Security is naming longtime IT official Mike Horton as its next chief data officer. He'll take over the job from acting CDO Carlene Ileto. Horton has worked for DHS since 2005 and has served as its chief information officer and as a senior advisor for the department. The Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act, passed in 2019, requires all agencies to name a chief data officer. Six cabinet-level agencies still must fill their top technology leadership roles. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us more.
When the Biden administration names new CIOs at the Departments of Defense, Veterans Affairs, HUD, Transportation and Energy, as well as OPM, the new executives will get some immediate help from the CIO Council. The council released a new handbook for CIOs, deputy CIOs, and any other technology manager, no matter if they're new to government or have been in the federal sector for 20 years. The handbook is a collection of resources ranging from legal and policy responsibilities around IT management, workforce and security, to oversight and reporting requirements to Congress and OMB. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The State Department's first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer outlines her priorities for the job. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has details.
We've got to restore trust, and that means making visible progress.
Former Ambassador Gina Abercrombie Winston Lee says that's her top priority in this new role. In an interview, she says she'll also identify choke points in the Foreign Service that prevent a diverse pool of talent from moving up the ranks. The Government Accountability Office has flagged a lack of diversity in states' leadership positions in multiple reports over the past 30 years. Secretary of State Antony Blinken appointed Abercrombie Winstanley to the job last month. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Coast Guard is working to increase diversity within its ranks and wants a quarter of the service to be women. It also wants 35% of its employees to be minorities. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz says the service is implementing recommendations from the RAND Corporation on women and from a diversity and inclusion report. The service has commissioned a report on recruiting and retaining minorities, which will be finished in July. An investigation into a female Army soldier who was sexually harassed and murdered last year shows major issues with leadership. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
The Army report on Specialist Vanessa Guillen's harassment and death paints a picture of an absent leadership within the Army's 3rd Cavalry Regiment. The investigators found that Guillen's leaders failed to take appropriate action regarding the sexual harassment and that she was operating in an intimidating and hostile environment. The report says Army leaders failed to take corrective actions as well. The investigation is more fodder for those who advocate taking the prosecution of sex crimes out of the chain of command. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department is still the only agency keeping the U.S. government from having a fully audited balance sheet. The soonest that could change, 2028. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
Even though it's a long time from now, the new projection is the first time the Pentagon's been willing to even hazard a guess as to when it will get a clean opinion on its sprawling financial statements. Defense officials tell Congress it is not a guarantee, but the 2028 timeframe does line up with a schedule for financial managers to fix their internal audit weaknesses. And after 3 years of full-scale financial audits, they feel confident that auditors have already found all the biggest problems that need to be corrected. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.